I don't have a good knock knock joke. Do you have one? I have bad ones. I don't know. I guess not. You got something for me?
For you in this camp, how do you sort of balance the micro analysis of every day with sort of making sure you keep a view of the big picture and understand what the preseason's about?
Well, for us, you know, we're coming in with the understanding that this is a process, and you know, we're throwing a lot of stuff in the offense, and we're taking each day at a time, and you know, kind of these first few days are a lot of installation. So we're going in with new plays every practice, and you know, we understand that it is a process, and each day we expect to get better and better. And you know, it's what, 3 weeks down here and four preseason games, and we haven't gotten to the first preseason game yet. And I think we're only four practices down, and so you know, I think we've done well, but we've got a long way to go.
What are the things right now for you that you're zoning in on?
For me, I mean, it's I guess I've said this before that the quarterback is about decision-making accuracy. So for me, it's about getting more comfortable with the offense, making better decisions, watching film, and working on my fundamentals. So, you know, footwork from head to toe. I mean, everything so I can throw the ball better.
Practice, Chris.
I'm like, indoor practice, it's not as fun as outdoors. There's a little less room, so it's not as fun, that's for sure.
You've got a lot of wide receivers and a lot of, you know, Joe Webb and Darius Wright. How do you try to get chemistry with that many guys? Because there's a lot of guys that are vying for a spot.
There are a lot of guys, and that's a good problem to have. You know, we have a lot of depth between, you know, with addition of Joe, moving him to receiver, and Jarius and Greg and Jerome and Stephen Burton and you know, Chris Summers has looked good. I mean, there's a ton of guys. And, you know, we got to figure out who's going to make this team. And I got to do a good job of trying to throw with as many guys as possible and get that chemistry going. And, again, that's what this time is for. We're only four practices in, and we have a ton more time to get that chemistry going. But also at the same time, we know we have to have a sense of urgency because this time's going to go quick.
Has Greg Jennings been helpful to you at all as a veteran?
He has. We talk a lot. We have a lot of communications about, you know, is it the offenses, the defenses. Obviously, he's been around for a while, and he's been a great asset for me in this whole offense.
Last week, he wanted you to get a feel for trusting yourself, that everything's there. Did you get a sense for what he meant by that and what he was communicating about?
Yeah. I mean, one of the big things he talked about is, you know, anticipating throws, and that's something like Aaron does really well, and you know, just trusting myself and trusting the receivers that they're going to be where they're supposed to be, and you know, that's one of those things, and you know, the whole trust factor kind of encompasses a big, especially in the quarterback position. I mean, it's a big aspect of the game, and so there obviously needs to keep building that trust, and we're going to keep doing that as we build this chemistry and as I get more comfortable in this offense and with the guys that we have.
Tiresome hearing from people who play with Brett Favre or play with Aaron Rodgers and still trying to be your own personality and learn from what they're telling you.
It's not tiresome. I mean, you know, they've played with great quarterbacks and they understand what it takes to be a good quarterback, and they understand its success, and I want to get to that point, and I understand what I can do well and what others can do well compared to myself, and but I do want to be the best at what I can do and what I bring to the table. That's, you know, I'm finding that out as we go.
What's your biggest takeaway from the regular season finale last year and the things you were able to do in that moment?
I think, I mean, for this whole offense, this whole team, really, I mean, it was a must-win game to get in the playoffs. And as a young team, I think we showed a lot of maturity. And for myself, you know, finding that right balance of making plays downfield and checking the ball down and not being or not trying to force things that aren't there. And, you know, that was learning from those mistakes I had throughout the midseason. That's something I got to keep carrying on into this season.
Is it just kind of the nature of your position that the focus in the preseason is always going to be on the quarterback and on you? And is that frustrating?
No, I mean, I think it's the nature of the media. I don't know if it's the nature of the position. And I think that obviously there's a lot of success or a lot of things depend on the success of the team, and the quarterback's one of the biggest ones no matter what team you're on, and it's not frustrating. I mean, that's why I play the position. I want to be the guy that has the ball in his hands when it's time to win the game.
Do you have certain goals that you try to set off for each preseason game, saying, I want to work on this week one, or first game, second game, and so on, or anything like
that? No, I don't, no.
You talked about the communication that you have with your O-line and how you want to get to be to the point where you kind of anticipate each other's moves. Where are you at this point right now?
I think we're pretty far. I think, especially this year compared to last year, the things we can do to pick up certain pressures and blitzes and having John back and you know, after missing spring, the communication level's picked up, and I think we're doing a great job on this offensive side that we're getting more flexibility to change things up so we can pick up things, so we can, you know, when a team does blitz us, that gives an opportunity to make big plays downfield, and we just are finding ways to block those kind of things up, and so I think we're a lot farther along than we were last year.
Your self-confidence maybe now compared to at the end of your rookie year when you were in the starting job?
It's a bit different. I think I have more confidence. I think that comes with the experience you get, and you know, to go through last year and make the playoffs, be a playoff team, I think that gives everyone confidence. So it's the game slowed down, and I think that's a natural thing to happen when you see more playing time. But, you know, it is a little different than that first game, or even that first game I stepped in the second half against Chicago.
Because you know Joe the way that you do, what have you seen from him as he makes this transition?
You know, Joe has made a heck of a transition. It's tough going from quarterback to receiver, but he's got a ton of athletic ability. And I think a lot of people have seen just in the 4 days that he's made plays. He's got huge hands. He's running pretty good routes for a guy that just started a couple months ago. And, you know, I think it's he's a guy that deserves to be out on the field. We know what he can do when the ball's in his hands. And he looks good. I mean, you got to – he's worked his butt off. I know he's a guy that's always stayed after and asked for more help from us quarterbacks to throw him more balls so he can keep working.
Was there any difference in him in making that transition?
What do you mean by difference?
Just maybe the way he attacks kind of the work or –
he's always been a hard worker, and I think he's always been a competitive guy that always wants to be out on the field, and I don't think he's any different.
Working to be an attractive former quarterback kind of helped him the most.
Well, I think understanding, you know, what we're looking at and understanding defenses, there's a lot that goes into playing receiver and reading coverages and stuff, and Joe has a lot of experience in that from the quarterback position.
Do you think you do a practice to avoid the peaks and valleys you saw last year? Is that just something that comes with the experience?
I think it just comes with experience. I think it's the biggest thing was decision making. So, yeah, it's learning to play smart football. You know, Coach Fraser always talks about wanting us to be a smart team, and a lot of that has to do with the turnover ratio, and we don't want to turn the ball over.
Last one for Christian.
What is your eagerness for those preseason games to get here so that finally there's a body of work to really?
You know, pretty eager. We understand the importance of these practices, but there's nothing like getting out and finally playing the game. And, you know, we're going to attack those games like it means something. It does mean something. We want to go win those games. And I think that's how everyone feels. And we're excited that the first one's next Friday. All right.
Thanks, guys. Coach Fraser will be right up.